It takes effort to get someone to take action today. Everybody is busy. Everybody is consumed in their life, their kids, their business, their work, their health, things that come up, right? And we are asking someone to take away from their attention in their life and give us their time, energy, and money. That's a big ask. You are listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast, episode number 626. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a big week in my house. I'll share with you guys. We are starting day one of homeschooling my kids. I haven't actually shared this anywhere or on social media yet, but when I was in Costa Rica in January at an experience that I went to, I had this realization of, oh my gosh, like we live in the matrix of 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, get up, go to school, come home from school, eat dinner, repeat. And my kids have started some after school different activities, jujitsu, soccer. And I was just feeling like I don't see my kids enough. And I was in the middle of my experience in Costa Rica and I just was like, why am I doing this? Like, why are we in this box when we don't have to be? Like, I understand some people, that's the right decision for their family. That's the right decision for the kids. They maybe have a job. They need to do this. But for me, like, I have the freedom to choose differently. And so we talked to our kids about it. They were really excited about the opportunity. I basically, like, did research, talked to a bunch of homeschooling moms, and put together our plan and included, like, in-person meetups and different things. And I tried to create our days to have – a lot of flow in them and not be like super rigid and structured. And then I've got my nanny who is supporting in the actual homeschooling process as well. And so we started today. My kids have this like checklist in the morning and I told them like the one thing is when you get up, I don't want to hound you to get dressed, to clean your room, to do these things. Like it's still a school day. And so I gave him this checklist and I was like, that's my one big thing. Like, I'm not asking you 5 times to get dressed and clean your room. And so they got up, they did their checklist. I included a meditation for them each morning and journaling, and it was really beautiful this morning. So I know it's day one. We'll see how it all goes, but I'm excited to see this kind of intuitive thought that I had in January basically come to fruition. All right, so today's podcast episode was inspired because I went to an event last week in Austin. Austin has some really awesome events that are put on by entrepreneurs and the community here because there are a lot of really incredible entrepreneurs in Austin, which by the way, if you're coming to the experience that I'm putting on May 4th in person in Austin, there will be some epic entrepreneurs there. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go to notforlazymarketers.com/experience. I am putting on a experience for entrepreneurs. The first part of the day is at noon and it's like Amazing Race Entrepreneur Edition. And it's going to be super fun. There's going to be prizes and it'll just be really special. Like the whole race is very intentional. It is truly an experience in showing you kind of like the journey of my entrepreneurship journey, but also entrepreneurship in general, like is related to the challenges. And then the second part is an after party. I have a little bit of time to change. And then the after party is dinner, fireside chat with some of my really great entrepreneur friends and myself, big company announcement that I'm sharing, and then a DJ dance party. Cause like, yes, please. So it's free. The entire event is free. I'm hosting it. I am super excited. And then if you're a client the next day, no matter if you're in any of our programs, the next day is a 4-hour VIP mastermind experience that I am hosting for free for our clients. So anyways, notforlazymarketers.com/experience. You can save your spot. You just have to RSVP, let us know which part of the event, all or some you're coming to. And if you really can't make it, you can RSVP for the virtual edition we're doing on May 7th. Okay. So I went to this event in Austin last week and It was put on by an influencer entrepreneur who I have mutual friends with, who has like almost 2 million followers on Instagram. She's kind of a big deal. And she was launching a podcast. And so she decided to put on this in-person evening event to celebrate that. And she had tickets. They were $20, $25. And she had a room. I think it probably held like 100 people. And I had this thought in this event because what I realized is, as the human that I am, I was comparing myself to her because I'm going to put on this in-person event. And I was like, well, you know, she probably can fill an event way easier than me. And she, you know, would have way more success, right? I was like totally going there in my mind because she has way more reach than I do. She's a huge entrepreneur, billionaire friends, like definitely a bigger deal than me. But one thing I realized was there wasn't that many people at the venue. And like a quarter of the room was her friends. And I don't know if she sold out or not. I don't know how fast she sold out. Like I really don't know those details. I don't really care about them. But what I realized was it doesn't matter how big you are. It still takes intentional, strategic action to fill an event or to get somebody to take action. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think just like I was doing last week, we all do this where we assume that somebody bigger than us has it easy. They can just post something and it sells out, or post something and they get thousands of leads. And while there is some validity to, yes, somebody with a big audience is going to have it a little bit easier to post something and get momentum because they've done the work to build that audience. They have the platform. It doesn't mean it's like posted and we're done, right? And while I didn't directly think that, I really did think like, wow, she probably could post about an event and get 500 people to show up because she has a million plus followers on Instagram, right? And the realization I had was I don't care how big you are, how big of a business you have, how big of an audience you have, everybody still follows the same intentional formula and process to get somebody to take action. So I'm talking about an in-person event, but this is not just relevant to an in-person event. This would be relevant to a free webinar, a lead magnet, any sort of live experience you're doing virtually or in person. It also is obviously relevant to any paid offer, anything you're selling, right? The reality is it takes intention and strategy. Notice I'm not saying work, because I do think it can come with ease and alignment, right? And I don't want to put the message out there of like, it's hard, it's impossible. Because the reality is you're actually following a formula that some people have just mastered easier because they understand their audience more. And that formula is what gets people to take the action you want them to take. No matter how successful you are, you still have to follow that formula. There is definitely truth to say someone with a million followers is probably going to have an easier time filling or launching or doing something than somebody with not as many followers. And followers is not the end all be all. Like, I'm using that term because that's a number I know. I don't know how big her email list is. I don't know her other reach. It's probably very large. I'm certain it is. But the truth is she has a big reach. She has a big platform. She has a big audience. And she's spent years and ton of incredible content and consistency to build that. She deserves it all, right? But she still has to follow this formula to get people to take action, whether it's a free or paid thing. And so that's the main core reminder I wanted to share with you guys, because I needed that last week. And then I want to tell you what the formula is. And I know what the formula is because I do this formula, right? And when my reach is bigger, this formula will work even more. But what I want to debunk is the concept of, oh, you can just post it or put it out there and then they come and they flock and it's easy. That is not true for anybody. And I know this because I see it behind the scenes all the time too, so I can guarantee it. But I forgot it for some reason last week. So here's the formula. There's three parts to it. The first is aligning whatever the action you want someone to take and the outcome of that action and the promise of it with what people actually want. No matter if this is download my PDF, sign up for my free webinar, take my free challenge, come to my free event, come to my paid event, buy my offer, sign up for my service, you still want somebody to take action. And people do not take action unless there is something in it for themselves. Like, that is a very true reality. Even when people donate to a charity or they're doing something kind and nice like that, typically there's an underlying reason why they're doing it. They feel good about it. It's allowing, you know, whatever it is. So the first step to this formula is the actual offer, the actual action you want somebody to take aligns with what they want, aligns with something that's going to motivate them enough to take this action. So I looked at this event that she was putting on. She didn't just say, hey, come hang out with me. Like, I'm so cool. Come hang out with me and celebrate my podcast launch. She probably would have gotten some people to do that, right? Because she has followers. They think she's cool. And as we do with our followers, like, we want that proximity. But it was very clear in the messaging that there was going to be value as it relates to what her ideal customer wants and needs. And she broke down the reason why you should be at this event and the outcome of it. And she even created some FOMO around, like, come find out this. It's intimate. And we're going to talk about these things that people in her audience, her ideal customer, wants. Okay, that's the same thing we all have to do. She just probably did it really fast because she knows her audience really well too. So step one in the formula, aligning the offer or the action that you want someone to take with, if they take that, it will get them something that they want. It will benefit them. Someone said to me today when I was doing a training, why can't I just send my ad to my website? Wouldn't that be a brand awareness ad? And I kind of went off. I actually might do a separate podcast on it. I kind of went off because I was like, why would somebody care about going to your website? Like, somebody brand new sees your ad and you're like, hey, come check out my website. Why? I don't give a crap about your website. And I'm not saying this to the person to be rude at all, because this is a common misconception. But you have to think about it from the perspective of your ideal customer. I am only going to do something, sign up for a free thing, buy a paid thing, sign up for a service if it benefits me. So step one, the thing you want someone to do has to benefit them. Step two is now you have to be able to explain how it benefits them. The messaging and how you speak about the action, the offer you want someone to buy or the action you want someone to take must now very clearly lay out how it benefits them. When you see me talk about my May 4th event, absolutely is it for me to announce something huge. It is a big announcement. I wanted to do something iconic. I wanted to honestly put on a free event for you guys that I hosted, that I pocketed the money for, and I gave back to the community. But if all I said was, hey guys, I'm going to announce something really cool on May 4th, and I want you to come and hear the announcement, you would be like, well, what is in it for me? Why would I do that? Why do I care about the announcement, right? Instead, I lay out the experience and the benefit. The networking, the intimate experience of being around very successful entrepreneurs in Austin, the connections that you'll build for your business, the VIP days, like me giving you business strategy and me hot seating and doing something that I would charge thousands of dollars for free to celebrate this announcement and give back to you. But here's how it will benefit you. So step two of the formula is, first, you identify what the reason is that they would take that action, that they would go and sign up for the offer, buy the offer, whatever. And then you have to be able to explain that. And when you talk about the event, the offer, the service, you're not just saying, hey, sign up for my service, or hey, here's my product. It has this many courses in it, right? No, what is in it for me? Why should I do it? What will I be able to know, be, or do if I come, if I go through this, if I consume this, if I buy this, okay? And then the last thing in this formula, because once you get the messaging, you obviously have to have the traffic. But if we're talking about warm traffic and getting people to sign up for something, it's also how and when and how much you talk about it. It is the traffic, right? Because you can have an awesome event or an awesome free webinar or an awesome lead magnet, and you can put it out to the world. And if you just post it like two times on social media and hope people sign up for it, well, of course you're not going to get a lot of people, right? If you post it and you don't have big organic reach and you choose not to run ads and get traffic, of course you're not going to get a lot of people. Like, you need to get it out there. You need to scream from the rooftops. I feel sometimes that people don't do that because they don't feel confident in how to talk about what they're offering or in the value and in the power of what they're offering because they haven't fully fleshed it out. They haven't fully identified why someone should do this. They haven't fully gone through the process of saying, let me convince you why you should come to this. Let me convince you why you should buy this, why you should sign up for this. So it's how, when, and how much you talk about it from there. Now you got the messaging. Now you have this action you want someone to take that's going to greatly benefit them, and you know how to tell them that. Now you need to put it everywhere. Paid ads, email, social media, multiple times. You think people are going to see your stuff? A very small percentage of your audience actually looks at everything you post, actually consumes everything you do. You need to talk about it way more than you think you need to talk about it. And then you also need to have other traffic strategies. Once you do these first two things that I talked about, you can justify things like paid ads and marketing because what you're sending it to is going to convert. This formula, every single person has to follow whether you have 10 followers or a million followers. There is no such thing as just post something and it blows up and it's successful out the gate. Even for the biggest of the biggest players. Like if you go look at some of the biggest influencers, let's go look at the Shark Tank huge influencers, right? If they launch something, they follow this formula. And if they launch something and they just said, hey, come hang out with me, like come see my thing, they would probably get a little bit of momentum because just they naturally have people who follow them and have that relationship that they want with them. But it wouldn't do nearly as well as if they said, here's how you'll benefit. Here's what's in it for you. Make your marketing about your audience. Make your marketing about your leads. Make it about your customers. Way too often do we make it about ourselves. Do we make it about, I need to make sales. I need to get people to my website. I need this. The second you realize it's all about serving your audience and it's actually about them, and you let them drive it and you put your effort into serving them, showing up for them, connecting with them, and explaining the benefit to them, the moment it gets so much easier. So I personally needed this reminder when I went to the event of like, wow, this is like not a huge event for someone with 1.8 million followers. And it was a great event. She did an amazing job. I don't know if she sold out or not. She might have sold out and maybe you couldn't buy more tickets, but I think I bought like the day before. So even then, you know, I was comparing myself like, well, I want more people coming to my event and, you know, could I do that? And this is someone with like literally 100 times more followers than me. And she's still following this formula. She's still having to put strategy. She's still having to put effort and work into filling her event, into doing whatever she wants to do, right? So if you catch yourself going, oh, like, you know, it's so hard for me, or I have to put so much effort into getting people to take action. Like, it takes effort to get someone to take action today. Everybody is busy. Everybody is consumed in their life, their kids, their business, their work, their health, things that come up, right? And we are asking someone to take away from their attention in their life and give us their time, energy, and money. That's a big ask. There better be something very great on the other side of that, or I'm not going to do it. And think about yourself. How often do you decide to give your time, whether it's a free event you're going to go to, a webinar, a challenge you're going to participate in, or especially money and your energy? Like, you guard that, right? I know for me, like, I will not go to something that's going to take my time unless I know it's going to benefit me. And like seriously benefit me because I weigh it strongly. Because my time, I don't have unlimited time. I don't have unlimited energy, right? You're weighing those things. So is your audience. You are asking them to take away from somewhere else they might put their time, energy, and money and give it to you. So you better clearly communicate and also clearly have a very solid outcome, a very solid reason why they should do that. right? I feel like this episode's fire. Like, I feel like I got a little passionate here, and I hope this helps you think about your marketing just a little bit differently. And also remember the work, following the formula, being intentional, and showing up never goes away, no matter how big you get, okay? The more years you're consistent, the more audience you build, the bigger the impact you get to have, not the less strategy and work and intention you have to do. This entrepreneur has the ability to have a huge event because she has a big warm audience. It doesn't mean that she would launch an event and have to do no work to sell it. That's the difference. All right, everybody, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Not for Lazy Marketers podcast. If you love this episode and want deeper support with your marketing, head over to helpmystrategy.com to see how Hirsch Marketing can help take your marketing to the next level, no matter where you're at today. We help our clients scale faster than ever, find hidden leaks in their funnel, experiment with new creative marketing strategies, and help their business explode and be more profitable than they ever dreamed possible. Head over to helpmystrategy.com and see if you qualify for a free strategy audit with Team Hirsch.